Naturophysics is a concept astrophysicist Leroy Larry developed that explains in down-to-earth scenarios how the principles of physics could have come about from observing nature. Each episode begins with a scenario, followed by an example to illustrate the application of these principles in futuristic research at the frontiers of science, such as Leroy's astrophysics doctoral research, and then concludes with an exploration of how these same principles could have very well been used by ancient cultures and civilizations. Mathematics is naturally encountered and incorporated as the exciting and fun tool of science that it is. Science is the window into our amazing world of nature, and mathematics is the tool to open that window. Natural physics encompasses current, futuristic, and ancient physics, and ties them together by the principles of physics that are common threads running throughout each.
Hey, you, Juliet! How are you?
Good.
Excellent. Good to see you. Great to see you. All right. Everything going good? All right. Okay. All righty. Okay. Thank you, Juliet. Greetings, everyone. I'm Leroy Larry, and welcome to the Natural Physics Experience, live from Costa Rica. Joining me today is my guest and my special honor to have on the show, as always, August Woolgamuth, who is located in Edmonton, Alberta, Canada. Hey, August. All right. Now, August, we're still talking about work and power, right? Okay. And if I remember correctly, correct me if I'm wrong, but the last time we calculated how much work and power it took to get away from the Earth's gravitational field for the Saturn V rocket, which took the Apollo astronauts up and headed towards the moon, and also the space shuttle, how much work and power it takes for those booster rockets to get the space shuttle up and into orbit to escape the Earth, to get away from the Earth's gravity so that it could orbit the Earth. And actually, it's still, because it's orbiting the Earth, that's the gravitational pull of the Earth still holding on to the space shuttle. But just to get up that high and to go into orbit. So that's what we did. We calculated how much work and power it took for those rockets to do that, to get away from the Earth's gravitational field. Now, I thought what you might enjoy doing, I thought we would calculate how much work and power it took for the Apollo 11 astronauts to get from the Earth to the moon. What do you think?
That's gonna be cool.
Okay. I thought that would be very interesting to do. So let's do that. All right. Now, what's the equation for work, August?
Weight times distance.
Excellent. And what's the equation for power?
Weight times time.
Excellent, August. Okay. So let's do that. Let's see how much work and power it took for the Apollo 11 astronauts to get to the moon, to be the first human beings to set foot on the moon. Okay, so work is equal to weight times distance. So the two quantities we're going to need is the weight of the Apollo 11 command module with the astronauts on board. And we're gonna have to know the distance from the Earth to the moon. Okay, so let's do that. 384,400 kilometers, which is equivalent to 238,855 miles. Yeah. That's the average distance from the Earth to the moon. Okay, all right. That's our weight, August. 5.5 metric tons, which we're going to have to convert that into kilograms, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And I don't know if you remember, but we found out that anytime you need to convert a ton to kilogram, you just multiply by 1,000, right? Remember that with the Space Shuttle Endeavour and the tow truck and all that? Remember that? So,
Five
all right.
point five times 1,000.
That's right. 5.5 metric tons times 1,000 will give us kilograms. So, how many kilograms is that, August?
5,500 kilograms.
Okay, now let's go to the distance. We have to multiply that by 384,400 kilometers, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
It's 1,894,200,000.
Wow. And what's the units for work, August?
Joules.
Excellent. Okay. So once again, can you repeat for me the number that you calculated of the amount of work that it took for the Apollo 11 command module to take the Apollo 11 astronauts from the Earth to the moon? How many joules was that again?
1,894,200,000 joules.
That's a lot of joules, isn't it?
Yeah.
And when you think about it, August, think about now these are what are called reference points, where you have a big number like that, and then you compare it to something that you're familiar with, right? Like the amount of work that you had to do to carry Hamlet, who, if I remember right, weighs 23 kilograms. No, I believe the total amount of work that you had to do was 23 joules to carry Hamlet 1 meter, right? So
Yeah.
compare that to how much work it took to get the Apollo 11 astronauts to the moon. And then think
Would that
back
be
to
division?
what's that?
Would that be division?
Yeah, divide that big number by 23 joules, because that's how much work you had to do in carrying Hamlet. Let's see how much more work it took to get the Apollo 11 astronauts to the moon.
82,356,521.73 joules more.
Excellent, August. Most excellent. All right. All
I have a
right.
printing calculator.
What's that?
I have a printing calculator.
Yes. And you know what, August? We also calculated how much work it took for that tow truck to take the Space Shuttle Endeavour, right, from the airport in Los Angeles to the California Science Museum. And we calculated the amount of work that it would have taken the ancient Egyptians if they would have had that tow truck to carry those 2.5 million blocks that it took to build the Great Pyramid, each block weighing about 2 tons. So, yeah. So, you see how we have reference points to kind of compare to each other. Now we have a number for the amount of work it took to get the first human beings from the Earth to the moon, that set foot on the moon. What do you think about that, August?
That's pretty cool. I'm actually going to pull up my equation whiteboard for us to actually write down the equations for me to
Okay.
not forget about them.
Okay, let's do that. Let's
So,
so
not
you
like the big numbers, but just like like how we used to do it, like we write down what it is, like what it be. W times. I'll actually pull up the whiteboard and then show you afterwards,
Okay.
just to make sure that I get it actually right with the equations, with the.
Do you want to do that now? Do you want to pull up
Yeah.
white? Okay, yeah, we got plenty of time, August.
It's just loading.
Okay.
I got the whiteboard up now.
Excellent, August. Excellent.
Oh, I actually thought we were actually gonna do it like right here. Like actually write the equation. Like
Okay.
work equals force times distance, but
Okay.
for the power.
Okay. Oh, for the power. Okay, so let's do that then. So type in power
Power
equals
equals
force and then times and then time. Okay, and now for the equation, that's going to be, what do you think the equation will be, August? If the equation for work is W equals F times D, what do you think the equation for power will be? Okay, in words, it's work. What's that?
P equals F times T.
Excellent, August. So let's type that in. Excellent, August. Excellent. Okay.
Okay, so P equals F times, oops, F times T.
Excellent. All right. All right. Okay, so now we have the equation for power, just like we have the equation for work. Okay?
Okay.
All right. All right. Excellent. Okay, August. So your whiteboard is updated. All right. All right. So now let's get back to the Apollo 11 moon mission. All right. So we cal you calculated the work that it took. And how much more that was than the work you had to do in carrying Hamlet. Now, August, let's calculate how much power it took to get the Apollo 11 astronauts from the Earth to the moon, okay? All
Okay.
right. We already have the weight, so what's the other valuable, what's the other value? Okay, 10
Time,
minutes.
and I think it was 3 days.
Would you please repeat what you just said, August? How long do you think it took for the Apollo 11 astronauts to get from the Earth to the moon?
3 days.
Excellent. That's exactly right. That's exactly correct, August. Okay. So power is equal to the force times the time, which is the weight times the time. We have the weight. Now we got the time, 3 days, but there's something else we're going to have to do before we can do our calculation, August. What is that? Remember,
You
we're in the MKS system, meter kilogram second system.
change the days to seconds.
Excellent. Okay, so go ahead and do that, August. Do that for us.
Let me just get my calculator ready.
All righty. Okie dokie, Smokey. All right.
Okay, so 3 days divided by 24.
Okay. Now, 3 days. You're right about the 24. There's 24 hours in a day, right? So instead of dividing, what are we going to have to do? If we got 3 days, and each day
Time.
time. So let's do that.
Times 24. 72.
Okay, 72 what? What do we got so far?
Hours.
hours, 72 hours.
And then times that again by 60 for 60 minutes.
Right, let's do that. Excellent, August.
And times that again by 60 for 60 for the seconds.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. So you did the multiplication.
Yeah, it is 2,509. 205,209,200.
So that's the number of seconds in 3 days, August. Okay.
Times that again by 384,400.
Kilometers. That's.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Nope. Not quite, August. Okay, we got the time in seconds. Power is weight times time, force times time, right? So instead, the 384,000, that's the distance. We're doing the power. So we have to multiply the weight times the time.
Oh yes,
Okay,
right.
so let's do that.
So that would have been.
Do you have the weight written down? Excellent.
It was 5,500. So,
Okay.
holy smokes, that's a big number.
I bet it is.
1,425,600,000.
And what's the unit for power, August?
What?
Excellent. So you see, we're getting all these numbers in the billions, right? That's how much work and power it took to get the Apollo 11 astronauts from the Earth to the Moon. What do you think about that?
That's pretty cool. And then divide that by 25.
That's right, to get how much more power than you carrying Hamlet, right?
No, 23, not 25.
Right. You know what? You're right. 23. That's how much watts it took for you to carry Hamlet. 1 meter in 1 second. And it was 23 watts. That's right. You're correct. What
No, wait. Ah,
happened?
man. I need times, not divided.
Okay, that's all right. That's okay. That's okay. You're totally getting this, August. This is excellent. Excellent. Totally getting this.
Divided by 23.
Right.
Okay. That's a lot better. It was 32,788,000,000.
Okay, because you multiplied.
It
Okay.
was a big number. So
So, what did you get when you divided?
61,982,608, 608.5 watts more.
More times, yes, that's how much more power it took for the Apollo 11 astronauts to get from the Earth to the Moon than you carrying Hamlet, you 1 meter in 1 second. Okay, and you see how it's good to have what's called a reference point where you can compare some big number with something you're familiar with, like carrying Hamlet, right?
Yeah, this is my
Yes.
printing calculator receipt.
What is that?
This is my printing calculator receipt.
Oh, so it keeps. That's very cool. You have a printer connected to your calculator?
It's actually something that, hang on, let me turn off my
That's very
background.
cool, August. I could use one of those. I could use one of those, actually.
Man, it's just loading. Okay. It's actually
Aha.
one
Okay. Those are very cool. It's nice to have that printout. That's
Yeah.
excellent. Especially because we've been having to do a lot of calculations, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Okay, everybody. Tune in next week. Same fat time, same fat channel. All right. August, this is your homework assignment, okay? I want you to calculate how much work and power it's going to take for your first rocket that's going to be carrying the Hamlets from the Earth to Titan. Okay?
Okay.
Any questions?
Nope. Thank you
Okay.
for class.
Thank you, August.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay.